Good day. Families across Maine have come together this weekend to celebrate Thanksgiving. While there's no doubt that our state faces many challenges in the days and months ahead, we also have much to be thankful for. When the Pilgrims first came to the United States almost 400 years ago, they faced a daunting task: to carve out a new life from the wilderness of this new world. Today, we're trying to adapt to a dynamic and changing world. The old ideas and structures no longer work. Maine is facing an era of transition, where innovation, technology, and global trade are replacing industries that have sustained us for generations. Through it all, the spirit of our people remains hopeful and resilient. We have great strengths and many assets that will carry us well into the future. I'm thankful to live in a place like Maine where our people not only are not deterred by difficult times, but take inspiration from our ability to overcome. This weekend, we give thanks for the people in our lives who matter the most. It's a time for family, for taking stock of the blessings that we've been given, and I count myself among the truly lucky. I have a wonderful family and friends, and on Thanksgiving, we were able to spend some time together and enjoy the warmth and memories that only family can provide. On Thursday, I also spent some time at the Dorothea Dix Center in Bangor and the Riverview Psychiatric Center in Augusta. For years, I have gone on Thanksgiving to share a meal with some of the men and women who work at the centers and spend time with the people that they're helping. Like our police officers, firefighters, soldiers, these men and women willingly sacrifice their holiday and time with their families to help others. I want them to know that we all appreciate what they do. And I also want the patients at the hospitals to know that they're important. And no matter what troubles led them to where they are today, Maine has not forgotten them. With the holiday season now in full swing and the politics of a new legislature and a presidential election picking up steam, the dash between now and the new year will add to the pressures that most of us feel. It's all too easy to get caught up in the gift buying and the holiday parties and forget about the hardworking men and women who hold society's fabric together, the glue in our communities. But there are countless people, most often working behind the scenes and out of sight, and make it possible for the rest of us to enjoy the holidays. I'm thankful for them. And this week, I also want to remember a man that all of Maine should be thankful for. Last week, my friend and yours, Harold Alphon, passed away. Maine is marked by the legacy of this man who gave much of himself and inspired others to do the same. Through his gift-giving and leadership, Harold brought people together to achieve great things. He always believed in people. He especially cared for the children of Maine. He has left a lasting mark on this state, and I'm thankful that I had a chance to know him and see it firsthand his passion for Maine and for providing opportunities, especially to the children of our state. Also, it's my prayer that we all have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, that we're able to recognize the blessings in our lives and the people who make them possible. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving.